Y'all ready for this? I know you think you are.
Ha ha ha!
Yeah, Mattis, you can't even vote if you're dressed like a convicted felon, which you currently are.
Yeah, I've been out in the park today, you know. Teasing him, singing off key. I don't know if you can see by the gigantic beetroot entire upper body that I've acquired.
Yeah.
It's not even sunny.
It's not even sunny. That's a fucked up thing.
It was a weird day.
It's not wind chill. Like,
it's very windy. That's the only I don't think that should happen though. I think I might have two things.
Yeah.
Are we recording?
Yes.
I was googling give a fuck. It's recording at all times anyway. It's just now.
Now it's
recording. Yeah.
Zoom is like, we need your permission. It's at least trying. It's fun.
Yeah. Are you on your phone, Mattis, or are you on a laptop?
My laptop is the same for that.
Because when I logged into Google Meet for the first time on this phone, it asked for my camera. Yeah.
Oh,
microphone. Yeah. Contacts. Fair enough. But also my health and fitness data. I was like, yep, no to the contacts, but I get why you're asking. And what the fuck do you need that for?
You want, sir?
Classic, like, as someone who has, like, defined what analytics we need for stuff, like, the urge just be like, well, if we just gather everything and figure out a use for it later.
This fucking, that's what Snowden got in trouble for revealing was happening.
What if we just capture everything and then, you know, maybe we'll figure out something cool with that data?
Yeah, I remember when GDPR was still but a glint in its father's eye, John GDPR, I think, is the father of GDPR. I'm reading an article.
GDSR?
Yeah, Jared Doherty Sr. Yeah. And I was just reading an article that was just the gist of it was, and you know, I'm a gist kind of guy. I got a smartphone, I don't read things. It's just GDPR would be completely unnecessary if we just didn't collect this shit. Like, why does your Oyster card need to know where you went when you what your shopping habits are? Like, why is there a need for that data to begin with?
Yeah, you're not wrong.
And it's just entirely legislating for the cart after the horse had already stolen your data. I think is the
that's what Martin Luther King said.
As Martin Luther King said on JFK's assassination day, actually, it was a remarkable remarkable thing that he said.
A very historic day.
And there was one thing of GDPR, which it has tanked. There's lots of bad sides of it. I mean, we all know that. But the good thing is a lot of really important people got given positions in companies
to be
the GDPR person.
Yeah.
They were
and they've been delivering value day in, day out ever since.
Absolutely, yeah.
I wish you
can't value so big you can't even quantify it.
Unquantifiable value has yet to be quantified.
Don't you try.
I enjoy defining the value of a security program on lawsuits that didn't happen. Which is just like, so it's very easy to just be like, okay, what's the worst thing that could have happened? Did it? No. Great. We saved 35 million euro.
Yeah, I am a team I used to be on in a major tech company. There was like some belt tightening going on. And in the last year before the team was eventually dissolved, there was a lot of rush to like prove ROI, like prove what the return on the investment is, because they're spending millions on this team. And one of the things they tried is like, well, I suppose like, the work that we do is like influencing policy and governments. So like, in a way, like we wouldn't be able to operate in Europe if we did the work that we did. Let's just put down a couple billion, will we? I don't think that's going to work.
Probably not going to fly.
We were the fucking cornerstone holding up the whole thing.
Yeah.
We are sad to have lost Bebo, Gavin. We know you had a very good job in there.
I know, yeah. I was the one who brought in other half.
You brought in other half. Who was the lunatic who changed her from top 16 to top 32 and diluted the whole fucking meaning of the whole thing?
Yeah, and then they made it settable, and you could go up as far as like 64, I think, by the end, which is just
fucking. Oh. I remember you could go up as far as 69. I seem to remember it was the top number that you could do. I think. I still don't think to this day I've engaged in. I've done a 69. I don't think I have. I mean, oh. I'm not ruling it out. I drank a lot in my 20s, but like. God bless the recipient.
That just seems like statistically unlikely, man. As a proudly stated sex guy, like at some point, and also as someone who like isn't always like lightest on their feet. Like at some point, you must have fallen over.
You're just running the number through the chance. I hope I at least had the decency to be the bottom guy, though. You can't. So I'm looking at her arse and not. You can't. That wouldn't have particularly.
Dude, like, do you understand the mechanics? Like, everyone's looking at arse. That's what's so hard.
You can't really.
Like, you have to, like, oh, but the joy of mutual pleasure is like, yeah, and the faint whiff of poo.
I have to say, you're looking at far less arse.
Horrible act.
You're looking at far less arse as the top participant, though. It's like, it's not as, it's. You're not looking at as much arse.
I think it's actually
the floor is covering some of the arse.
You're trying to make a quantity argument, and I think it's a quality argument you should be making because the arse in is just the worst part. Is just the mashed up like under bit. But at least the top arse, you can see what might be an entire good arse. So at least you're getting the good parts of arse.
But it is the worst part of the arse.
It is the worst part of the arse, yeah.
Great. So I don't know. I'll have to. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll do one of my famous ex-partner ring arounds. If we ever did that.
Operation Glass Back Look Forward, as I proudly call
it. Hello? Yeah, it's El Manto. No, you can't get gonorrhea again. No. This is a bit of an experiment, you see.
No, the restraining order, it did expire. They do, when you don't follow up on them, they do expire. So I am actually technically not within 50 feet anyway, so I don't know what the problem. It seems like a box-ticking thing that I would have thought was a good idea. And most of those tend not to be. You know, it's like, hey, let's try this thing that I've seen in porn. Oh, that was awkward. That's never
seen. Yeah. When you're having sex for pleasure and not for the cameras, a lot of the shit you see in porn isn't fun.
Oh, certainly it's. There's so many positions where if you think about them, it's like that's not. No one's enjoying that. That's athletically taxing. I suppose maybe it's at best it's an achievement.
You'd want to have the fucking core strength and stamina to be able to sustain that. You know, for a long period of time to be able to enjoy it. You know,
like sometimes I'll find myself like. Sort of a little too on my toes to where there's too much of my core engaged and I'm like this is too hard. it's like, oh yeah, I can knees, this will work, you know.
So you like wake up the next day and you got that lower ab pain and you're like,
yeah, no.
You're right, that does count as my gym session for the week.
Yeah. Well, it burns up a lot of calories. I mean, I guess it could. I don't burn up very many, but it could do.
Yeah, see, Manus, you're supposed to do high reps and low sets in terms of sex, and you've been doing low reps and low sets.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it's like, oh well, I could spend you know 30 minutes in zone 2 or 45 seconds in zone 3.
If I get a spotter, I'm going for one rep max every time. Let's fucking you don't want to do that with a squat in any circumstances, but you can do it with, you know, a deadlift or something where you can just drop the weight, you know. It's the final countdown brought to you this week by using classic songs to start fights. This week, Tom Jones. What's new, pussy? Next week, childish insults with classic songs. The boys are back in your ma. And such and such.
Oh, that was a good joke. I can't wait. It's a good recurring joke that we're going to do once.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, it could be a new bit. Going back with Gavin's Games. Off your tits with change for chips. Anything else I've ever said we're going to do?
I would say the world needs Off Your Tits with Change for Chips now more than ever.
Yeah.
But the only fucking advice you could do is go to Spain and buy beer there.
Yeah.
Minimum, like, you used to be able
already
to
be drunk and then spend your 10 euro on chips.
On chips, yeah. Like, you'd have to be like brew, bathtub, moonshine. It's the only thing you could do. Like, you used to be able we reviewed like a bottle of 11 euro rum, like full on 750 bottle of rum. Wow. You should be able to get alcohol poisoning for less than 12 euro. I will.
I think I had my most expensive pint of all time last week, where I was supposed to meet a friend for breakfast, but we had just missed the breakfast. So we went, and then we learned that a friend of ours was performing in Temple Bar doing the morning shift, which is apparently a thing.
I met that friend, I'm fairly sure, or I didn't meet him. I actually just drove by him when he was looking very confused on Lower Churchtown Road about a week ago.
Oh,
really looked like he could have done with me slowing down and helping him in some way, but
he lives there-ish now.
Yeah, he must do, because he didn't seem like he knew where he was going. He's
relatively new that he's there. Yeah, he's built a house there, or bought a house there.
Anyway, I ruined your story, but go ahead.
He was doing the 10 a.m. shift in the Temple Bar, which exists. And let me tell you, the place was fucking rammed. Could not walk around the place. In the early house that is the Temple Bar.
The Temple Bar's an early house?
I swear to God. The tune's bumping, two lads on stage playing, and just the place absolutely chock-a-block with like 40-year-old tourists.
What the? Sorry, this is cornering the market. Like, I have no idea.
And it's,
they're never mentioned.
We were there pre-noon. We were there at like 5 to 12. We had one pint. I swear to God, I could not move in the place. It was fucking ram.
And how much was the pint?
Two pints, one Guinness, one Heineken, 20.90.
Oh, jeez.
Jesus.
I mean, somebody's got to pay the musicians, I suppose.
And like, yeah, I mean, fair enough. Yeah, because they sound like they'd struggle to do it, but that extra couple of quid on the pint. And there is a temptation to just go, what do you expect? So goes Temple Bar, so goes the rest of the country in like a month. It's that we're always going, well, if you're stupid enough to drink a Temple Bar, only a fool pays more than $9.49 for a pint.
Yeah, and I paid fucking $8.70 for a pint in fucking Harold's Cross, like just a stone's throw away. Like, yeah. But like, you kind of think, people talk about the early houses and they're like, oh, the early houses, they're all going to go. Like, you know, as soon as like they let go of that license, they're going to go. I would like fuck the Temple Bar is going to wait to give its early license when they can charge 10 euro for pints.
And also, they're doing a service that people clearly want and enjoy. Like, you know, like, what are these tourists going to do in the morning? Enjoy some
drink?
But they could enjoy some. Some of them were just like having, I'm sure, like a tea. I'm not many.
Yeah.
The tenants. It's not likely in this economy. Yeah. You would think there'd be more coal. I guess not, maybe more, because when the early houses started, there were like dock workers who were unloading a ship at 4 in the morning. So I guess it's not more, but more now than ever in the recent past, you would think there'd be a call for an early house with shift work and warehouse work and just good old-fashioned prostitution. I mean, you would think there'd be, but there's less of them. The Windjammer is still open.
The Windjammer is still going.
Jammer's still open. Slattery's on Cable Street still open.
I didn't know that. There's another one I didn't know. Well, it wasn't early house. I don't think the Padraig Pierce on Pierce Street is supposed to be an early house, but I've never walked by that place and have it been closed. It's always open. Like, I think even the guards are like, I'm not going in there.
I actually think the Padraig Pierce across from me might be an early house as well.
It might be. I don't know. It keeps up. Odd hours.
Yeah.
I mean, there are pubs like fucking Nocturnes on Jarrah Street, which I just don't think they're going to enforce rules for.
Well, like, yeah, they didn't enforce rules in those fucking saloons in the Old West either. Yeah. Like, there's reasons.
I even remember saying, like, sure, what bad could go on in there? There's a guard car like permanently outside there. And it was explained to me, that's not for you, buddy. Anything short of a murder, that card's there to protect like some hutch family member who lives around the way. Like, it's not, beaten up and robbed, that's not helping you.
Yeah.
But beaten up and robbed, at least you know what you're getting. The temple bar, I mean, are you joking? That's a real robbery, I should say. No. It's the final countdown. Join us this week, as always. It's Gavin and Jack. It's the lads.
It remains the lads.
Get used to it. Stay used to it, because it's always going to be the fucking lads.
Gavin, did I just hear that you were actually going to apologize for any of those things? No, I didn't. You never would.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, change. What's that?
Remember that time we thought it wasn't the lads? Turned out it was.
Yeah, turned out it fucking was and all.
Oh, I will say, on the topic of change, I've just been trying to do a few errands before I go away tomorrow, and one of those errands was to try and convert all of my change into real money, and I couldn't find a place that'd do it. I just have all of this fucking change, like 300 bucks in fucking change, and I don't know what to do with it.
Like, the thing about being an Irish stripper is it just hurts so much when they hit you.
Make it rain.
My eye.
Make it rain, make it pain.
Having the card swiped on the hoop was getting pretty old as well.
Yeah, where are you going tomorrow, Jack?
I have decided to impromptu book a trip to New Orleans and Nashville. So I'm going to fly to New Orleans tomorrow.
That's fucking class.
And yes, I have been rewatching True Blood as research.
What the time, how time do y'all get? Get yourself down to New Orleans and you may only be a simple country lawyer, Jack. They love it when you talk like that. Then
my fear is that I will either sincerely develop or put on a bit of a drawl, and that's not going to end well for anybody.
You come back, J Money Worldwide is a whole nother character. It's you're like Cactus Jack to mankind, you know.
Yeah, I've got the big like plantation linen suit on.
I mean, what drew you to New Orleans? I'm pronouncing it like a localist. That's a thing that's in
there. What drew me to New Orleans? So it's me and my cousin Ruby are going. I think we were just talking like that would be one of the more gas places to go.
Oh, well, she's going back to the Bayou, where she's born on the Bayou, wasn't she?
That's where she was born. Yeah. That swamp monster doesn't mind. I think we were just like, what's like, America's weird. That feels far enough away that it feels like, you know, a bit of an adventure. Like, we could just go to like, you know, somewhere in Europe. We were like, no, if we're doing something dumb, let's really do it. We were like, we don't really want to do like a New York or, you know, somewhere nice. So instead,
New Orleans is supposed to be so class.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. So we've got like four days in New Orleans. Then we're just going to get a car for 3 or 4 days and figure it out. And then we've got 3 or 4 days in Nashville at the end. And we're probably going to do a night or two in Memphis, do Graceland, maybe do Dollywood.
Fucking class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think they won't want to hear you do the accent, but we love it when Americans come here and say top of the morning and shit. We like that.
I absolutely do.
I declare. I have got.
You are in mixed company.
Yeah.
watch before you go. Oliver Stone's JFK that has some fine New Orleans in it.
Oh, I do actually have that demo. I have a. Okay, so because flight itinerary is a fun thing, so I'm actually going to do it a night in London tomorrow because we're going to fly out together. And we're going to go via Miami because the flight from London to Miami is, and I cannot stress this enough, €201. Ooh.
That's good.
That doesn't seem like that should be possible. Like,
€10
flights are gone, but like that is like good value.
If I didn't, it would have been a €12 flight to London if I didn't have to bring it back.
Jesus.
That's fucking bananas.
Yeah, no, I'm flying on a Wednesday and a Thursday, but like that flight to, you can get that every, like you could get on this flight in London on Thursday for £201. Like that is just the price of it.
You wouldn't get you wouldn't get a fucking night out on the bag for that price. Like what the fuck? But you can bring your bag to fucking New York. That's insane.
That's true. Now I will say it is with an airline called Norse Air.
That sounds good. The Vikings are known for their air travel.
They're not forgetting where they're going.
Roll past that, Odin.
But it's like, we're not going to give you food on this flight. I'm like, on this 9.5 hour flight, that's grand.
Yeah. Bring your own little snacks.
I'll bring your own little snacks. He is. He's bringing Ruby.
Oh.
Yeah, you can bring us. Yeah, or get shit faced on duty free. Just fucking, there.
I am planning on doing a big eat in the airport and then a big sleep.
Yeah, wrecked on duty free. That sounds like a good.
That's a lot of words to get. To
say they really insist that you can't open your duty free in the cabin, but I think they mean you're not allowed. I don't think they mean you can't.
No, it's the pressure. It's the pressure, man. It would explode.
Oh, dude, it doesn't. Yeah, pressure's got fucking tires, Jack. Down that noggin of Glenfiddich now. I don't suspect they probably sell Glenfiddich in noggins, but still, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah. I got a noggin of Redbreast 21.
Yeah. Oh well, that's life, and that's what people say. But before we get into any of that, is it time to get introduced? Because we're going to talk about the big weekend, the sport that was in it. Big Leinster hurling hurling news.
Huge.
Big FA Cup news.
Yeah.
Even bigger news with regard to the All-Ireland Handball Championship, which is
running. No, it was absolutely chock-a-block. Like, you couldn't watch everything. You know?
No, you couldn't. You just wasn't time for
it. And that is all that was on. Everything.
As far as I could tell. I couldn't see if there was anything else on it. Well, yeah. There was baseball, but that was on later. I don't watch that live.
The Monaco.
Yeah.
That's for background watching. Yeah.
Yeah, that's background watching, though. You know, you have that for background watching. Before we do that, time to get introduced to beers. I don't know that we're drinking anything review worthy. I saw you crack open. No, apart from Gavin's one, which is, to be fair, I saw
that's Gavin's right. Cold Brew 12. It's a hop, and it's not as bad as the last time. I was really hungover the last time, and it tasted really metallic. This is fine.
Right, I'm very hungover, and I feel really bad given that it is 6 p.m. So I am going to crack a delightful Coors Light.
Yeah, buddy, get it into you. You've got look at you.
You mean Coors?
I do mean Coors. Coors Light doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a weird. Oh no, actually, we did figure this out, didn't we? It's because now you can't call it light unless it's less alcoholic than the heavy
version. Yeah,
and there's no, we don't have Coors Banquet in Ireland. Yeah. Although I did hear they're bringing it in. That was like a year ago, and they still haven't. And anyway, all they'll do is rebrand something that's already here. They won't in their portfolio. They won't actually.
Change anything. Yeah, yeah. Like it all comes from the same fucking tap.
Of course it does. So that's yeah, because Coors, I have to say, I didn't buy it. I was just window shopping, but I was in O'Brien's today and I saw something branded a micro IPA. I think it was Tull. Or I'm sorry, Tull. Neil will correct me if I say Tull.
Tull.
And it was like 3.9%. That's not a micro IPA.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, buddy.
And as well, we know that like the 0.9, that means nothing. They're allowed to be within some ridiculous tolerance of that as well. It could be that could be 4.4, which is just session, I guess, as opposed to 7%. Oh, that looked like it went down smooth, Jack.
Jesus Christ, that's good stuff.
I'm telling you, silver bullet for the win. Yeah, I'm having the hair of a dog that bit me on Saturday. I had a couple of them left in the fridge. I was watching the FA Cup final on Saturday. Yes.
Big City fan.
So very tense occasion. So I'm very disappointed that the Blues lost, you know.
Yeah, we're all very disappointed the Blues lost, man.
Yeah, we all are. So it was a tough one. The road to Wembley is long and pointless. You know, I mean, if you can. But I'm sitting here and I'm just fucking very on edge, you know, because of worrying about whether Pep will do a double-double, you know. And a terrible combination of being completely on edge and drinking what I think is one of the most more dangerously drinkable beers. I was just swilling Coopers. I was necking me some Coops.
What's Coops?
Coopers?
Coopers, Australian pale ale, Coopers.
Ah.
It is very dangerously drinkable in the sense that It has no bad flavor. You could just drink it, but it's not nice. So you're not savoring it in any way. And I'm just nervous. I'm just nervous and fucking on edge and just, and because I'm
coops after coops,
I'm a complete wimp. So I don't like the sediment. So I won't drink it out of the bottle. I decant it into a glass, which makes it so much easier to drink. And I'm just cooping. Yeah. I'm just fucking.
You really blew the coop on that one.
I drank fucking, I swamped 15 bottles of Coopers over the course of the FA Cup final. That's fucking shit, face.
I can confirm this because we were supposed to meet up that evening to work on a song together. And I was like, hey, man, why don't you going to be driving past your gaff if you want me to pick you up and bring you to 10? And he's like, oh, no.
I can't leave the house.
I will not be leaving the house.
I fucking shit.
Still contributed actually quite a lot through like sending things to the group.
Oh, yeah, it was perfect for doing what I was doing, which was just... like not when you're in that phase of writing a song, you're just trying to get to sort of this is where the lyrics will go and what they'll sound like, and it's so it's just it frees you to just experiment. We actually got a lot done, but bro, because during the FA Cup final, which I was watching, the adrenaline is sort of keeping me sober, so I'm not even feeling the effects. And then the big adrenaline dump as they're presenting the FA Cup to Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah.
I'm just fucking, I'm fucking wrecked. Because it's what, how long is a soccer match? 90 minutes plus halftime, you know?
Yeah.
It's mad that both the FA Cup went to overtime and that it was won by a French team.
Yeah, it was fucking crazy. The first time a French team has won the FA Cup 6 times, actually. It's very interesting. And Donald Lenihan was annoying the piss out of me on commentary for the FA Cup as well, which was well, I still know, despite the fact that there's half a minute to go and Leicester, Manchester City are down by 9 points, I would still say I'd favour their bench, that bench, all that experience on that bench. Shut the fuck up, Donald. Shut the fuck up. I'll fight you and lose. I will fight you and lose. Why don't you go on the Hidden Camera Show with Deeran? You'd be better off. At least no one will fucking recognize you, you old bastard. Anyway, that was an interesting part of the FA Cup when we were watching it. I'm just wrecked on coops. I mean, to be generous, I had started when the pre-FA Cup analysis was on. That's really high quality FA Cup analysis from Jake Heaslip, Fiona Hayes, and someone from Ulster. I can't remember.
They really do get the best of the best for the FA Cup.
They get the tippy top, you know. No George Hook. Thank heaven for small mercies. Although I'd say at this point it would actually be amusing because he was out of touch and irrelevant 15 years ago. At this point, like, what's he going to fucking say?
Waters. Like, I'd say he is so far off the deep end.
Well, the lovely Ingrid, and believe me, if I had my way, she wouldn't have got into the country either. I don't know. He might love immigrants. I have no idea. John Waters doesn't. But he balances that out with a healthy distrust of vaccines. So I appreciate that, at least.
Not a big fan of his bark-killing policy.
Look, I've gone very red in the face, and I think that that only happened after I got the vaccine. And drank every day for 20 years. I mean, I don't know which one of those two things could be responsible. We'll go to my presidential favorite, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. later for some talk on that one. Really hoping he wins, and it's not just because his policies are excellent. It is also because I don't hear a lot of people doing a good RFK Jr.
impression. Yeah, we need
a pretty fucking mean one. I do a pretty mean fucking RFK Jr. I do a pretty good JFK actually as well, if you'd like to see it.
I would, yeah.
Back into the left, isn't it? Yeah. His head's just gone back into the left.
There it is. Oh, we're good. So this delicious Coopers, I think, is going to make everything just much worse.
Just much worse.
Incredible scenes.
Good beer. Try it. It's an Australian beer in Ireland. How did they even get it here?
How did they get it here?
Did they fucking dig a hole through the center of the earth?
That's why the beer's so hot.
You're like, yeah. You're like, man, Fuck, climate change is really ripping us a new one, but I really do need beer from the other side of the fucking globe.
To come over here in his in heavy glass bottles.
Come here for me to drink. Me.
I want to. Look, and I think there should be a rule that no one but me can do that.
Yeah. Still use the same ship and same amount of fuel, but just for me.
I should be the only one who gets to do it. It's
actually, you know, let's send it on a couple of laps, because I might not have room in the fridge. I've still got some in the fridge, is what I'm saying. So do a couple of laps.
But that chilling ocean breeze should bring it down to temperature.
Yeah. So I got sheer faith on Coopers on the weekend. I actually did end up fulfilling probably better than I would have done if I was there. Because see, if I'm there, I'm wrecking their bus too. I'm like, hey, want to know what I think about AWA in 1985? Vern was off the boil with his book in it.
I will say, Manus, you would have been in very good company. Like, no, I had been at a communion, which was mostly a sports and magician based event. And so, like, I was many beers deep. And then Brad and Martin had also just been out that afternoon. So, like, we all, like, arrived fairly locked, banged out a song in about 3 hours, and then Brad went to some family party and brought Martin and was like, ah, come on, meet the family, Jack.
Yeah,
like,
he brought them to Dublin Zoo. We're all the family, I'd say, probably, Brad, you big spoofer.
Ballymun, not far from it, I'd say, probably.
I'd say, in all likelihood, probably an improvement on Ballymun, I'd say, probably. So yeah, that's coming.
Ireland, yeah, maybe actually, Gav, I did mean to send it to you earlier today to get your thoughts. But if we are, I will send you the demo. It's pre-demo.
Please, qualify it more, Jack. Just, you know, like, it's either got the goods or it doesn't. You know,
my one has the goods. My fucking
Your one has the goods. Good.
My one has the fucking goods. They've taken away from it, honestly, by adding other people to it.
And that's why we're going to sign you to Sunshine Records. And Jack, you could go and fuck yourself.
You don't have to be willing to say your thing has the goods.
Yeah. You know what? That's 50% of the music industry.
It doesn't have the goods. It has the greats.
Whoa!
A little late, to be honest.
Boom. This is my newfound confidence, guys. You've been dealing with a low confidence, Jack, all these years. The world of arrogance you're in for.
One of my first noted bombs that I ever did in my life that I can remember was in, I've told this story before, so I'll tell it again because you'll like it, was in business studies. I was in fourth year. And we were doing remedial business studies because I hadn't done it for junior cert. And Mr. McNamara at the top of the class was like, so one of the two things a business can sell is goods. One of the other ones, of course, is, and I pulled up my hand and said, oh, bads. Couldn't sell bads. No one laughed.
It's a solid joke.
And it's a business. There's a few papers about goods versus bads. Economies.
Oh, I wrote those. Yeah, no, I wrote that.
In order, he's been living an academic life in order to justify one bad joke made in fourth year.
Yeah, I've got a fucking alter ego currently studying at the London School for Economics just so I can fucking stick it up Barry McNamara's arse. bastard.
I feel like that was just like the first version of that joke, which I feel has evolved and now has morphed. I think you came up with this, which is, he moved to London. Did he move to London for good or for evil? Which, I have to be honest, kills every time.
That one is so obviously a joke. It's like,
yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
I don't think I can take credit for it, though. Although, again, I spent a lot of time drinking in my 20s. I could have been 69ing while I wrote it. I don't fucking fucking arse in my face. And you really, actually, there is nothing quite for letting you know that we aren't all that different. Because fucking a lot of arseholes are very similar. They're just,
across the board.
It's a ring of poop muscle.
That, like, that wasn't a like key plot point in an episode of CSI Miami. It's like, well, every arse print is unique. So, like,
Horatio, what are you doing? I guess you could say they made my brown eyes blue.
Yeah.
That's a joke that was hack for so long that people stopped making it, but now it's kind of fun again because everyone stopped as the CSR Miami opens.
Which... Yeah.
It was tough to parody because it was its own parody.
Like, it was, and... yeah. It was knowing. It knew what it was. Like, yeah. It's kind of like how no Donald Trump impression is as funny as Donald Trump himself.
No, he's way funnier than any of them. He's Jamie Foxx is close second, but Donald Trump.
Yeah. There's the element of surprise in that one.
There's nothing.
And I don't know why he's one of the best impressionists in the world.
The reason why people are surprised when Jamie, because he's just good at so many things. He's just a singer, or just an actor, or just a comic. You'd be like, he's one of the tippy top in that. I mean, I don't know enough about singing to say whether he's tippy top as a singer, whether he would have.
But he's very good at it.
He's very good at it.
I find that Donald Glover is similar to that. But Donald Glover, you just get the feeling that Donald Glover is trying really hard. Whereas for Jamie Foxx, it looks effortless. Love me some Donald Glover, but I'm like, I get the feeling that he works 24 hours a day.
Yes, that's true.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, Jamie Foxx always felt to me like a comedian who's just, they were like, hey, you want to do this? And he was, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to put out some albums? He's like, of course.
Yeah. Actually,
why wouldn't I be? Because is he the best acting comedian? Because I mean, lots of comics do films and stuff, but they're not, you know, they're
okay. Yeah,
Kevin Hart is just just plays himself in action comedies.
Richard Pryor was very good.
Richard Pryor is good.
Robin Williams. It's Robin Williams.
Yeah, it is.
But Jamie Foxx, real close. Like Any Given Sunday, what a movie.
Like, it's not obvious that I do agree with you. I think Robin Williams is probably better, but it's not obvious. It's like
both have Oscars.
Now, Jamie Foxx is an Oscar because Ray Charles died at the right time. Joaquin Phoenix should have won the Oscar that year. Joaquin Phoenix could have won it for Walk the Line. But Johnny Cash just didn't die at the right time.
Yeah.
And they even sort of knew. The Academy even knew, they were like, we're kind of fucking this film, so we'll give Best Actress to Reese Witherspoon, who I gotta tell you, she was good in the movie, but like, I don't know. I didn't see every other movie that year. You know, maybe Beyonce had a better album than her that year. Maybe I should interrupt it.
You should have run up there and let everybody know that Beyonce put out one of the best albums of the year.
Do you remember the fucking shit show when Kanye did that?
Yeah, I do.
And like, how much now it'd be like, man, I wish he did that. Which that's what he did.
Yeah, like
make
make Kanye 2006 again.
Yeah.
we see Kanye West then, right? Yeah. And he ran up on stage and interrupted an awards ceremony. And we see Kanye West now, who I would say is like an anti-Semitic racist troll.
He's
gone around the bend. And like, Will Smith only ran up on stage and interrupted something like 2 years ago. Like, do we have to wait 10 years or can we stop Will Smith now? I feel like it's like, oh, if only we could go back in time and stop Hitler. It's like, well, we've seen like the path that follows after interrupting an award ceremony.
Yeah.
Someone like, just like have an intervention with Will Smith. Tell him what he needs to hear.
And I don't think that no matter what Will Smith does or tries to do, or no matter what Kanye does or tries to do, that he could be Hitler. I don't. But they started from a fucking more likely place than Hitler did. I mean,
yeah.
Nobody thought Hitler could be Hitler. I'll say that for him. Hustle and grind.
Yeah. Boy, have I got a LinkedIn post for you.
They told him it would never happen.
Failed artist, corporal on the losing fucking side of a major world conflict. Failed revolutionary. His beer hall putsch was beer hall shit. Okay, he didn't do anything. fucking wrote a book that was terrible, but everyone bought. I think he wrote Harry Potter and then like world destroying evil man, like Europe wrecking. Like,
yeah,
to this day,
kind of like the poster child of what an evil person is.
Yeah, it's almost, yeah, we sort of use him as a shorthand almost at this point, you know. And you compare early Hitler work to fucking Men in Black.
I've seen the art, like it's mid. Men in Black fucking slapped,
man. I even forgave it a couple of mediocre sequels. That's how slapped it did. And Independence Day gets a lot of flack, but so did Hitler. You know what I mean?
Rightly so.
Yeah, for both. and good thing that it was Bill Pullman doing that speech at the end of Independence Day and not, for example, Hitler.
Yeah, would have read very differently. I recently watched King Richard. And let me tell you, Will Smith got the Oscar for most acting rather than best acting. Like, I just hate when that happens, where it's like, oh, there's this like film that's like pretty good but has like one solid central performance, and then they're just doing the most rather than the best.
Was Scent of a Woman? Scent of a Woman
is the most acting.
That's the most acting anyone's ever done.
I don't think I've ever. What is Scent of a Woman?
Hoo ha! You gotta see Scent of a Woman. It's fucking incredible. It's an Al Pacino film. Blind men peak hoo-ha. Horny.
It is peak hoo ha. Hoo ha era Al Pacino. You said it earlier. Any Given Sunday would have been more Oscar worthy than Scent of a Woman.
But
I think the Academy like looked at the trajectory of Pacino's career. I'm like, we haven't given this cunt an Oscar.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay. Scent of a Woman. Well, that's not good, but it's probably not going to get any better. So
yeah. This is a sign of like milk. It's like when you make a cup of tea with like milk that's just on the turn. It's like. Probably should have given an Oscar to the milk and the cup of tea before, but wait, this metaphor's got off the rails.
Yeah. So you should watch Scent of a Woman. It's
terrible, but God, it's brilliant.
I don't know that it's going to be as funny, given that we've just primed you for it being kind of funny.
Yeah, when it seems like you're playing this for comedy.
When I saw it, I was like, okay, this is the fucking Pacino won an Oscar for this. This, you know, I was like ready for this film, and he makes a big sandwich out of every scene and chews it. I don't remember disliking it though. You know, because a lot of the time you watch like a kind of a funny, like this is a funny performance film, and you're like, okay, I've 10 minutes, that's like, I get it. That's enough.
Right. Yeah. I feel like I can engage with the conversation about what this actor was trying to do.
But could he still, because he's still very engaging. He's still very, you want to look at him.
I mean, it's fucking Al Pacino. He's one of the best actors of the.
But it is crazy to watch him in Godfather Part One versus Scent of a Woman. Like, he's soft spoken and he's just like, understated, and it's really good, but you know, to that, like, because you don't get the smash cut when you're living through it. It's like, okay, of course he's now doing this. Why would he?
Happened so gradually, you could barely even notice it.
Yeah, if you could show the Academy Scent of a Woman back when The Godfather came out, it's like, can we just give him the Oscar now so that this never happens?
Did Heat come out around the same time as Scent of a Woman?
Maybe. He's fucking great in Heat.
I seem to recall, and it's not like he's not that way in Heat. He is, but it sort of works for what that film is.
Scent of a Woman was 92, Heat was 95.
Yeah, so I think they needed, like, he shouldn't have won an Oscar for Heat either, probably, but given what they were doing, and you could have been like, just give him a second.
What's the one where he says, you gotta go?
Oh, that's
Godfather Part One.
That's not, well, because he did Guard Fighter Part 3. He's hoo ha. Like, he's
yeah.
Is it from Heath? Is that in Heath? He's like shaking someone down for information. Like, does she have a great ass?
Yeah, it could be.
Oh, yeah, it could be Heath.
Mm. I've only seen Heath all the way through once.
That's enough.
Oh, I think you kind of need to see it. Because the second time around, you're like, oh, Val Kilmer's in this. Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. I do remember thinking, it's like, yeah, that could do it a second one. But it's not one of those ones. There are far worse films than it that get into my rotation. Face Off is one of them. It's like once a year, Face Off's getting fucking watched.
Yeah.
Great Training Day. Great
Training Day is getting watched once a fucking year.
Sorry, Training Day is also the most acting. Like, yeah, Denzel's a great actor, but he is doing the fucking most.
Yeah.
He's more understated in the fucking Equalizer than he is in Training Day. Like, you watch the Equalizer, he's fucking chill. I mean, apart from when he's putting corkscrews in people's heads, but you know. But yeah, but that's in the rotation. I don't know what means a film goes into the I had some daft ones in my rotation, man. The Rock with Sean Connery and
Nicolas Cage.
That's
yes,
a once a year.
You know, you you're it's yeah. you. You're the Rocket Man. It's so good.
I feel like there's a few Nicolas Cages eligible for that category. I think Con Air has got to be in the
Con Air's in there. Con Air's a once a year.
Yeah.
Conair might actually be in not even once a year. Conair might be, if it's on TV, I'm watching it.
If it comes on,
6 weeks ago, I'm probably watching it again.
Yeah.
Why did you put the bunny back in the box? You know, that's, I'm sorry. That's...
You know, Nicolas Cage, I read this, he did an interview last year. You know, he went searching for the Holy Grail for like a year.
I know this joke. I invented it.
No,
he did documentary where he went searching for the national treasure. You say
no. Genuinely, I'll send you the article. He was like, I'm pretty sure it's in North America somewhere. So like, chartered a helicopter somewhere to go digging for the fucking Holy Grail.
Sorry, he decided to go searching for the Holy Grail and was like, yeah, it must be in my backyard.
I'm pretty sure it was in America. He went looking. It was so gas.
Sorry, and you say this fella went broke.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Crazy, right? He's almost at Adam Sandler levels of... He's not quite, but he's almost at Adam Sandler levels of like 40 feet of shit, and then every now and again he'd be like, oh yeah, just I can act. Here's a good one.
Yeah.
And it's almost more annoying. Because you're looking and going, oh, you could be doing... You can't, because you can't afford to.
You could be doing fucking Snake Eyes all the time. You could
Snake
be doing...
Eyes, man!
Wait, no, Snake Eyes isn't the good one. Leaving Las Vegas is the good one. Snake Eyes is terrible, yeah.
I'll watch the shit out of it, though. Nicolas Cage and Gary Sinise. If I can say his name, I don't know. I'll watch that. No, Snake Eyes isn't good.
Raising Arizona.
Raising Arizona is very good. That's the very like, actually he kind of looked like I do now in that, didn't he? And
he sort of yeah, he like, do, yeah. He actually fucking does.
Yeah. Do you want to talk us through the aesthetic with the hair, Manus? Were you going for a Raising Arizona kind of vibe?
No, what I was I thought there was someone talking to me, but and there wasn't anyone else here, so they must have been talking to me. No, my hair has gotten very long. And so this is actually one, like, to get it to what I want to do, this multi-phase part. So I comb it back like this when I get out of the shower. Then at some point later on this evening, I'll, like, start to comb out the back. I should probably do that now to illustrate how funny it sort of looks when I do it. And it's sort of like, okay, she's, you know, start to comb it out like this.
You tease it out, yeah.
Okay,
you tease it out,
and it's sort of, then eventually its own weight will start to bring it back down.
Bring it back down, and it kind of has a bit of a flick, despite the fact that,
Yeah, and then eventually the like, this starts to, like, fall down. Like, eventually comes to, like, sit down, like, a haircut that you might want. But
it's a three-hour process.
Well, woe betide you if you come across it like any earlier. Like, you're gonna, like, yeah. Oh, and worse still is when you realize it's not time yet, and the flicking process won't work, and you try to put it, well, it can't go back now. But it can't go back the way it was. I have to flick it back out again. This is great audio. Tippy top audio. So yeah.
Sorry, you look like Maud Flanders when you do the flicky out bit, like.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for. Do you not want to look like Maud? Who in fuck did Maud? Maud's like the stone cold hottie.
With the flick as well, you look like the redhead from Desperate Housewives.
Yeah, I fucking would love to look like her. As for the rest of this, it was just a vest, but then it got a little chilly, so I put on this thing, which, because you need to sort of look like Onslow from Keeping Up Appearances as well sometimes. You need to sometimes look that way. But you know, there comes a point, like when I'm feeling good about my physique and my health and everything, I like try to look good. When I'm not, it's like, let's just fucking see how far this motherfucker can go. Yeah. That's what this is. Yeah, this is first for us. We're recording on Google Meets.
Yeah.
I recorded on Google Meet loads of times, but she went to a different school, and you don't know her. I'm Google met her a couple of times. Yeah. So God knows if this is even going to work.
I think it'll work. Will it work well?
That's the question.
And does that matter?
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because if you're listening to this still, go fuck yourself. I almost get upset with anyone still listening to this. Die in a fire. No, don't die in a fire. You're great. I love you.
You're great.
But I do notice that, like, sometimes, like, Rob's emails aren't syncing with his phone at the moment. So sometimes the show just won't come out on a Thursday because he just hasn't noticed that I've emailed it to him. And in the old days when that would happen, I would get dozens of messages like within 5 minutes at 8 o'clock passing. And where's the show? Where is it now? Do it. I mean, if I get one message now, I'm like, what? Who the fuck are you? Why do you care where it is? What are you doing? So, you know, that's where we are at the moment. We're having fun. So,
and that's all that matters.
That's what was that we forget the entire point.
It is the entire point. It is a whole Lewis stuff and a roommate. That's the whole point. Let us, I suppose, none of these beers need a review.
Cooper does.
Yeah. Drink 15 of them. Good idea. No, Cooper's is nice. There's two versions. There's the green and the red. There's the pale ale and the sparkling ale. I don't wildly notice a difference between the two, but the red is much stronger. Well, it's about 1% stronger. So if you don't notice a difference anyway, drink the weaker one, I would say.
Yeah.
Buy for the best.
Yep.
There's a time in our lives when we would have said the other.
Certainly is. But this isn't 2021, Gavin. We've grown up.
This isn't 3 weeks ago when I still had a drop of hydration left in my body.
Jeez, you remember like standing in the fucking off license and being like, talking, okay, that's 35.6% alcohol and it's fucking 15.75, but this, I'm trying to figure that out.
That's your best percentage per liter per euro price you're gonna get this side of the lippy.
We were all math geniuses back then.
Yeah, and now kids today can't even make change. You know, it's crazy.
What is? I guess it's a topic for another day. But there seems to be more people begging now than ever, and yet it would seem more impossible now
than ever. Yeah. I haven't carried hard currency in quite some time.
I haven't had a hard on in a while either, Gavin, but there are medical solutions. So I wonder, I don't know what, and you can ask them.
You can't, nope.
You can, but it's considered very rude if you don't then give them something. And this is all mine, and I want it all. I don't begrudge anyone to buy drugs if they're in a shit situation. So you hear that, you know, oh, they'll only buy drugs with it. I don't care that they buy drugs with it. That's their business.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to buy drugs with it. So,
I don't think they'll share with me.
They won't share with me. They'll take that for themselves, which is their right as an American. They should do that. We probably could carry on, but that would probably be not to the benefit of the program. So if there's no more reviews, we may be taking something of a break. There's a couple of people traveling. I could put out some solo episodes. I'm sure you'd love them.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. Well, I'll need something to listen to all my travels.
Yeah, I'll put out some episodes for you, Gavin.
Yeah.
Some
when you're alone and life is getting you lonely, you can always go. Well, that's unfortunately that's all we can afford.
Yeah, you can. You have to subscribe to the Patreon to get the rest of that. I'll tell you that. Hey, Gavin, you're an important part of this. You're an important part of this podcast. That's what I'll do. The old motivational stuff for Gavin.
Yeah.
A lot of people are going to tell you.
Powerful woman.
I am Gavin Healy Roar. Good luck to those traveling. We really should have done just got Jack's travel stories now, since he's such a plan wazzer that it would have been just
that's a very good point. I could basically tell you, I could tell you all about the holiday I'm about to have.
Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna go to so many like fun and interesting bars and listen to a lot of jazz music, and I'm gonna just live out that Hannibal Buress story and get a second line to follow me around for a day.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Get some crawfish. Get some fucking Southern Comfort.
Oh, po boy. Oh, there will be po boys had.
There'll be some po boys. Well, at the moment, there's only one thing to cheers to, and it's that my dreams all involve combing my hair.
Was that one of the things Malibu Stacy was programmed to say?
My dreams all involve combing my hair was Armin Tamzarian from a much maligned episode of The Simpsons that really, when you watch it again, is pretty good. Particularly, yeah. I think, when you see what was coming after.
Yeah. It was like the high watermark of what came after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wasn't that bad.
My dreams only involve combing my hair. Yeah.
So, that's the thing we have to cheers to. We've cheers to it.
Cheers!
And for the rest of you, God knows when you'll see us again. Yeah, but if you do want the Just Manus episodes of the podcast, my address is 28.
And cut! Good enough. Splice in some reaction shots of me and shove it on the air.